Chazal tell us, Shloishim Yoyim Koidim Achag is a chiyuv to go ahead and learn the Hilchas Achag. Like, for example, when you have Pesach coming, 30 days before Pesach is a chiyuv to learn the Hilchas Pesach. Or Sukkos, 30 days before Sukkos, is a chiyuv to learn the Hilchas of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Says the Chazon Ish, 30 days before a Bein Azmanim, a bachur is going home, you're mechuyiv to learn Hilchas Kibud Av V'Em. Azoy zok the Chazon Ish. A bachur is going to go home, he's going to be around his parents, and there's Hilchas Kibud Av V'Em that you got to learn to know what to do. So although we're not going to learn Hilchas Kibud Av V'Em at this time, but Akopana will talk about the Indian of Kibud Av V'Em, to understand what the mitzvah is very important. Especially since, before we know it, we're going home. We have to know how to relate to our parents. The mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in mitzvah Lamed Gimel, it seems it's not just Stam a mitzvah as one of the Taryag mitzvahs, which is another mitzvah, part of the 613. But rather it seems, in the Lashon of the Chinuch, that this mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is what brings you to results of being mechabed the Ribbono Shel Olam, kavod shamayim, caring about Hashem, caring about the respect and the honor that Hashem gets. The Chinuch writes like this, Mishroshei mitzvah zu, the root of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, Sheroi loy la'odom, Sheyakir v'yigmol chesed l'misha osa imoy toiva. It's proper and worthy for a person to recognize and give back chesed to someone that did toiva for you. V'loyiya novel u'misnaker v'kofui toiv. Don't be that novel and that kofui toiv. Shezu mida rom u'usa b'tachlis. It's a disgusting mida. It's mos, it's a bad midah, lufnei elokim ba'anoshim, in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, his eyes, and by people too. It's a basic human nature that when you receive something, you're makir tov for it, you show appreciation. You recognize what was done for you. You know, there's a maisa that happened, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal, the Yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva. So, we all know he was a regular, typical bachur like you. He was in Chicago, that's where he was born. And if you see the pictures from when he went to Eretz Yisrael, it was a summer vacation, no different than you looking to do something in the summer. And he went to visit Eretz Yisrael with his parents, and he was related to the Rashiva over there in the Miri Yeshiva. And when he was visiting, the Rashiva saw him, the Rashiva asked, I want this bachur to stay with me and learn over here in the Mir. And it was so foreign from his parents to allow it, but he put a lot of pressure on and got Rav Nosson Tzvi to stay there. And that's what changed his life. Al Kopanim, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel is a maisa about 30 years after that summer, that he actually stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and that's when he started learning the Mir, and ended up getting married there and everything, and eventually became a Shiva there. 30 years later, he came to America, and he was coming, collecting for the Mir, and one of his stops was in Chicago. So when he landed in the airport in Chicago, so his uncle there, who was his host, who came to pick him up, was very excited to see him. And he obviously, when he brought him into the car to tell, you know, he was offering him to go, you know, go take a rest, go give you some food, go sit down for a meal. He said, no, before we even go to your house, before we do anything, I want you to go directly to Beis Medrash LaTorah, I think it was called, which was his yeshiva that he was brought up in, and that's where he learned. And his uncle couldn't chap, like, why are we going there? Like, you know, you can go do all your visits eventually. Right now, you just landed from a long trip. come home, you eat something, you take a rest, we'll go tomorrow. No, 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 he was adamant. We're going directly straight there. And Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel explained that my first stop coming to Chicago has to be my Hakaras HaToyev to the yeshiva that brought me up. This is what he said then. Which means someone like Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, who was so refined in his midas, understood, like the Chinuch is saying, that it's the basic human nature to go ahead and not just go ahead and just take being a novel misnaker of a kofri toiv, but rather to recognize where goodness is coming from and reciprocate. The male of the Chinuch continues and says, if this is the basic nature a person has to have, Yitein Alibu, every one of us to put into our heart and think about, Kia'av Vo'im Heim Sibas Hayyoyse Ba'olam. Your father and your mother are the reason why you exist and you're here today. You wouldn't be alive if not for them. Valkein Be'emes Royuloy Lasis Lohem Kol Kavoid V'Kol Toyelos Sheyuchal. It's worthy that you should be doing for them all the respect possible and all the ta'elas and gain that you could possibly let them have. Ki heim heviyu la'olam, they brought you into this world. And gam yogu boy kamo yegiyo is bikat musoy. They toiled for you when you were little and you couldn't take care of yourself. And when you're in the middle of the night, you wake up and a two-year-old, like our kids do all the time, and they knock on your door and yet they have to climb out of bed and tuck you back in and take you to the bathroom or whatever it is. This is what they did for you when you were little. And then it continued on even when you're bigger, all the things they continuously give you. If you're kaveya this mida in yourself, which is you work on understanding, having appreciation for what you're receiving, and realize your parents are the ones that gave you so much. Yale mimena, what's going to come from this, it's going to be lahaker toiva sakel baruch hu. You'll start being maker toiv to Hashem. Shehu sibosoi v'sibas kol avaysav. The Rebbeinu Shlom is their siba and the siba of all existence who gave you the parents that you could even be born. Ad odom arishon v'shoytziu l'av ha'olam, he allowed you to be born. V'sibas tzorkel kol yomav, he took care of all your needs. It's really the Rebbeinu Shlom behind it all. And he goes on by Richos explaining how your kibud of the aim, training yourself in this midah of showing hakara satayim, will bring you to the hakara in the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. V'yarech machshavtoi kamo v'kamo roi lizor b'avodas Baruch Hu. And it's going to bring you to a point of realizing how much I have to go ahead and be careful about serving Hashem, because what I'm indebted to Him. This is the underlying yisoid of mitzvahs kibud av v'aim. The basics of being a human being in not just receiving and taking and not realizing who it's coming from. Appreciation to one that's giving it to you. You know, the Tosefta in Shavuos writes in Perek Gimel, Ein l'cha sonui l'fnei ha-mokoi. There's nothing more hated by the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, kafui toiva, like someone who's a kafui toiva, he denies the good that's coming to him. This is such a basic idea of what it means to be a human being. Without this, you're nothing different than a behemoth. Just taking and eating and doing without going ahead and having recognition. And this is hated by the Rebbeinu Shlom who created Adam. In Tana Devei Eliyahu, in Perech Chavav, this is the sefer that Eliyahu HaNavi learned with the Tana of Anan to realize, this is Eliyahu HaNavi telling us reality. He writes over there, Zochar es kirem ha-shabos l'katshoy v'kabin es avicha v'asimecha ma'in yizei etzol zeh. This is one after the other. Zochar es kirem ha-shabos l'katshoy and kabin es avicha v'asimecha. That together, l'lamedcha, it's coming to teach you. She calls man, she odom mechaber es avim esimoi, If you mechabed your parents, ein chet shechilul Shabbos, v'loy shar shum kol chet, a chilul Shabbos or other averus won't come ba'al yadoy. A person who has kibud av, v'mchato nimchala, be machul to you. And he goes through a whole arichus, the power of the mitzvah of kibud av ha'ein. And he ends off the arichus writing, ha'lemanato, what I'm coming to teach you is, kol hamivakesh, anybody who wants, yomim, shonim, you want days and years of life, of oisher, kavoid, chayim arucha b'olam hazeh, b'olam habo, chayim she'im lehem soif v'keitz v'tachlis, a real fulfilling life of all goodness. Yaseh es ritzoin oviv sheva shamayim, ves ritzoin oviv v'ima. Chazal are teaching us here that the psukim are together to teach you that kibud av ha'ein is the segula that promises you a good life of all the brachas. L'kach ne'ma zochas yom shabbos, l'kach shoy next to kabbas avicha v'simecha. You know, people spend so much money running to Eretz Yisrael to get into the gedolim, to go all to the Gevaldika, the Kaimis Akadoshim, for all the segulis of the Yeshuas and the brachas that they're looking for. Says Eliyahu HaNavi that the greatest segula you have, and it's a promise that you get, if you're makbid on doing the rotzon of your parents, the kibud av ha'ein, that's a guarantee to all the brachas. That I saw from, brought down from Chaim Pelagi. Chaim Pelagi was Gvaldiko Mekubal. A lot of segulas came from him that he taught us. Kodesh V'tor. And Chaim Pelagi writes, Ki oviv v'imoy, your father and your mother, heim yoyser toiv mikameya l'shamra. Better than a kameya, which is like an amulet they call it in English. These things they used to wear. The Kabbalah used to be able to write for you something and they put it on a necklace and you wear it and it gives you Gevaldik Kashmir and Segulas for people that needed a lot of types of brachas. Better than a Kameya is Ovi V'imoy. Being makbid on your Kibbut Av and your Kibbut Aim is going to give you more Shmira and Bracha than anything else. Now, the emes is, this is a very big challenge for every single one of us. We're living in a dor. We're living in a generation where everything is very much focused on myself. People are focused, they're self-centered on I, me, myself. This is something that's so much in our times, more than ever. Everybody's busy promoting themselves, advancing themselves. It's all about myself. Who thinks about others? Who's focusing on others, concerned for others? It almost doesn't exist today. You know, I saw a number of years ago a report, and I'm sure it's a few years later, I'm sure it's even worse. It was the results of a new survey. It was reported in the New York Times how the statistics and the percentages are falling to dramatically to such low levels in regard to when they asked people do you have marriage, church attendance, and happiness? These three things they were discussing, each one individually. And each one of them individually dramatically fell to an all-time low. How many people are getting married today in the Goyish world? It's like almost unheard of. Why waste your time getting married? Church attendance, it's very, 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 very not popular also. And happiness. Everybody's looking for happiness, but how many people could tell, you know, when they're being surveyed that they're really happy people? It almost doesn't exist either. And the reason for all this, why it's such a dramatic low, is very simple. Because everybody in this world today, in this generation, became so self-centered. So marriage, if I'm self-centered, marriage is all about someone else. It's a marriage. If I saw something I'm not going to do, I'm going to give a shuvah to somebody. It's a marriage, the all-time low. Church attendance means I'm praying and talking and doing for others. I'm serving. I'm servicing. And the whole thing doesn't make any sense. For sure not. And happiness, the root of happiness is when you veer for others. So if it's all about myself, if I'm focusing on myself, whatever I have, Chazal tells us, you have 100, you want 200. You'll never have enough if it's all about me. So Mela, it's pushed why the survey comes back at an all-time low. This is the generation we live in. And Mela, keeping up the aim becomes a very big challenge. You know, some Bachim are telling me, it's the end of the year, we could talk very blunt. So we're going to take off all shmira on my bluntness. Let's talk reality here. We're talking about keeping up the aim, but, you know, covered for your Rabbeim, I'm not talking about myself. It's all the same idea. And let's think about it. What an all-time low that dropped to also. You know, this happens many, many times. I'll make up with a bacher. He tells me, you know, Rebbe, we're going to learn tomorrow before Shachas at 7:30. 10 minutes, we learn together. So we make up together to learn. And after he commits himself that, yeah, I should come, we're going to learn, he doesn't show up. So obviously, you know, bacher could sleep, you know, things happen. But not to come back and say, I apologize, I'm sorry. The basic decency, someone comes out for you, you make up with somebody, and you don't go back to apologize. And it's not just about the morning seder this happens. There's many other times and examples. Can you imagine this basic human nature of Hakaras HaTov is foreign from a regular typical bacha? Almost doesn't exist. And it's something we have to think about. And there's so many different areas and examples that I could give you. I just don't want to use all the time for this. I'd rather go through my Mekaymus. But you have to realize it's embarrassing, the Madrego that we're dropping to in the simple human nature of Hakaras HaTov, of recognizing things that are being done for us. And obviously that makes it so much more challenging. The whole mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim, which is built on the Hakaras HaTov to our appearance. But we're so far from that idea. So it becomes so much more challenging to work on Kibbutz of Aim. I want to share with you fascinating words. I just saw this brought down. Melech Biderman Shlita quoted a pshat in the Taz. Fascinating Taz. We all know the first Rashi in the Torah. Bereshis Bora Lakim Es HaShemayim Es HaOretz, says Rashi. Omar Rab Yitzchak, Lo Yhoyot Sorich LaHaschos HaTorah El Machoydesh HaZeh Lachem. The Torah could have began with the first mitzvah. She mitzvah Rishayna, that's the first mitzvah, Stam Bo Yisroel. Matam Posach Bereshis. Why do we have a whole Sefer Bereshis of the creation? L'chayra, the first mitzvah is what's important. Skip the whole Sefer Bereshis, jump ahead to the middle of Shemois and start with the first mitzvah. Hazayfrek Rashi. Rashi explains, the answer is Koyach Masav Higi La'amayin, he has a whole Arichus, how it's important that we should know that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made the world and he gives the world to who he wants to, the whole Arichus of Rashi. Says the Taz, in his Pirush on Chumash, Re'isi kosuv echod yoshon. I saw an old print that talks about this Rashi, a beer on Rashi. And what he writes of a beer in this print that I saw, says the Taz, Ze ha-maymar b'shem Reb Yitzchak. This Amar Reb Yitzchak that Rashi quotes, Einoi muzka b'shum medrash Talmud. I researched all over. I didn't find any midrashim ever say this. I never saw any Gemara ever say this. So it's not in the Medrash, not in the Chazal, in the Talmud. It doesn't seem to be anywhere. And yet Rashi's quoting it. Elo Masha Omar. This that he brought down, this idea of Matam Posa Bereshis, why are we beginning with Bereshis? It's taken not from a Medrash, not from Chazal. Elo Zer Rab Yitzchak Hoya Oviv Shal Rashi. Omar Reb Yitzchak meant he was quoting his father. Zok the Taz, when he saw the pshat. He was quoting his father. His father was a posh in the year, he wasn't a grace of Lamdin. Rashi wanted to give cover to his father. In the beginning of his sefer, he wanted to give cover to his father and mention him. He told his father, ask me a ha'ara that I can begin my sefer with your ha'ara. And his father asked a simple question. Why do you have to begin with Bereishis? Start with the first mitzvah. Kach re'isi shom. This is what I saw with the apprentice, says the Taz, from an old sefer. Zoker melech Biderman. What you see from this pshat is something meridik. Rashi understood the hakdomo to Torah is mitzvahs kibbutz avim. I'm going to write a whole pirush of kol haTorah kula before I begin it. I have to mechabed my father. This is what Rashi taught us. It's so important. It's the hakdomo to kol haTorah kula. This is what we're talking about here in the mitzvahs kibbutz avim. It's not just a milo. It's not just something that brings us to Avodas Hashem. It's the hakdama to all our Torah. Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita, he makes a gvaldik diyuk in Rashi, in Parshas Chayisoro, when Eliezer, Eben Avram, was bringing Rivka back for a shidduch for Yitzchak, the Pasuk writes, V'Yitzchak bo miboy be'er l'chai ro'i v'hu yoshi be'er t'anegin. Yitzchak was returning from coming be'er l'chai ro'i. What is that? So Rashi says, She'holach l'hovi hogor l'avrom oviv sh'yise'enam. He went to bring Hogor, his father, to marry Hogor. It almost sounds like he did this on his own. His father never instructed him, but he went to bring Hagar as a shidduch for his father. Zoker Gamliel, Mikan Loimdim, what we learn from this is, Kama Tzorich HaBen Lidoig L'Toivas Abba V'Imoy, how a child has to be concerned for the goodness of his parents. Sha'af Shemikoydim Shalach Avram is Hagar. Avram Avinu really sent away Hagar. Originally, because it was Machmas Ratzon Sarah. Sarah didn't like it, the fact that he married to Hagar, so he sent Hagar away. But now it was Niftar Sarah. Sarah was Niftaras. So Yitzchak on his own understood, if Sarah's not around, my father would marry and want to marry Hagar. Ulkach halach Yitzchak me'atzmoy, b'tach daigas l'toivas avim v'imoy. He was toivas avim. Yitzchak had this trait of worrying and being concerned, what could I do for my parents? And in Mela, he brought Hagar la'aviv. Yilmoit odom mikach. Zoker Gamliel, we all have to learn from this Gevaldik Adiyik and Rashi. Kama olov lidl. How much it's upon every child to be concerned and worry for other v'imoy, levakesh ach v'rak toivosoy. To look to see what goodness I can do for them. I don't have to wait for them to ask me. What can I do for them that's going to go ahead and bring them more satisfaction? Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal in Oichas Yosha, he writes very frightening words when he talks about kibbutz avim. It's not just going to give us all the bracha in life, but there's a frightening results in a negative way. He begins writing over there, kibbutz of the aim hu mechamur shebechamurus. Kibbutz of the aim is mamash the chamurus of chamurus. Chomer dikazachem, mamash like a brain surgery. Brain surgery is something, you know, a person takes very seriously. You get the best surgeon, the best hospital. It's brain surgery. Every little bit makes a big difference. Chamura sheba chamuris is kibbutz avim. Ukemoy shekasa b'gemara, and he quotes Yishami and Peya, this nusach of mitzvah chamura sheba chamuris is kibbutz avim. And he brings down Amru b'gemara, Hukas kvoidom l'kavod ha'mokom, the kavod of the appearance, are like the kavod ha'mokom, the kavod of Hashem. Kol mitzar over the imo, if you mitzar your appearance, kilu tzir es ha'shchina, it's like mitzar the shchina ha'kdoisha. Va'afilu l'vazois over the imo b'remiza, even to mivaza them in a remiza, think away, not lehedja, not straight out. Shalei b'fneim, not even in front of them. Bichlau over makla of vima. You're part of that curse of being mevaza and being mezalzel. Makla of vima means don't be mezalzel on your parents. This is how he begins the inyan of kibla ve'ev. But then he goes on to something very scary. He says, kibur av ve'ev hu mehadvorim shenifroam gam ba'olam hazeh. Kibur av ve'ev is something, unfortunately, that you get paid back in a negative sense, here in Olam Hazeh. K'moisha odom misnagim hoiro. The same way you act with your parents, kach bonov yisnagim imoy. Your children, Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, that you're going to have, will unfortunately deal with you similar to the way you deal with your parents. V'zem edvorim sheroyim gam bizmaneinu. And this fact that I'm quoting, and he quotes Yishalmi in Kedushin, but it's something that we see in real time in stories all over today, he said. And he brings down, he says, Bizman HaChazanish, he remembers, Hayu b'Bnei Brak, Echod sha'omru alav, there was somebody in B'nai Brak that he said about him, She'ein misnagim ov karoy. They say he doesn't deal with his parents properly. And what happened was, over time, Sha'ov of Nifter, once his father was Nifter, it was literally a few weeks after his father was Nifter, Mace Pissam, all of a sudden this guy died. Out of nowhere. This young guy, the child of that period, a few weeks after his father was Nifter, the guy died suddenly. He was a young person and a healthy individual. The Omru, when everybody said, She'ovev tova l'din. His father's Tavayim and Din. The Mice, he wronged his father. His whole life he didn't behave properly. And Taka, there was a consequence. And Chaim Knievsky goes further and says, Gam Hayoin, even today, he's writing the same, he said, Yesh Echod Shelo Yisnaheg Im Oviv Keshur B'chayiv, as somebody who's not acting right with his father, V'achakach, and what we saw was, he didn't behave good with his parents, Yotzu Bono V'tarbis Ro, his own children went off a derech. It means he had no nachas for his kids either. Avshu Talmud Chochom, this person was Talmud Chochom, and you would expect his kids should be good kids, but the Torah says he wasn't good with his father, so his own children went off the derech. V'chein yesh ka'elu l'roim. There's so many stories, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you see mamash with your own eyes. Haroitza liris roya. If someone wants to see this in real life, you'd see with your own eyes how true these words of Chazal are. That there's a metzius, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that the way you act with your parents, that's how your children, Be'ezer Hashem, are unfortunately going to act with you. So this is something you have to think about. We're painting now our future life. You know, everybody wants Be'ezer Hashem one day to get married and have beautiful children that are going to behave so well, be such good kids. That's what everybody wants. Well, you're painting that picture now in your lifetime. How do you act with your parents? Do you give them the covenant and respect and do their ratzon like they want? If not, chas v'shalom, says of Chaim Kanievsky, black and white, from Chazal, that your children would be the same. And I saw an amazing story. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal. Shlomo Zalman Orbach was one of, when I was growing up, it was my 50 years, he was the Pesach Hador. It was only after 1995, I think it was. He was the Pesach Hador. So there was a story. Shlomo Zalman Orbach received a letter from one of his son-in-laws that he was paskin a shayla, and I guess he didn't know how to deal with it. Bikshu, they asked him, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the letter, one of his son-in-laws asked him, it was Dvar Meriva Shaportu Ben Av L'Benoi. There was a fight between a father and a child. They had some type of business together, and they had to split it up, and they wanted to know exactly how to split it, and all that. So he wasn't sure the son-in-law had to deal with it, so he sent the Shiloh to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman wrote back to his son-in-law, Im atol lu shmaini, halavai you should listen to me. Saleik atzmucho mitoich din zeh. Don't be involved in this din Torah. Tell them you can't help them. Ki inyonim elu, these inyonim that you're dealing with, which is a fight between a father and child, harehu hachamur shabachamuris. You deal with chamur shabachamuris. You don't want to have a part in this. And in Mele, he said, if you have any seichel, you listen to me and just be masalik yourself from dealing with this din Torah. This is what Reb Shlomo Zalman said in regard to this shayla. To realize what we're dealing with is chamur shabachamuris when you handle the Indian of Kibbutz Avayim. You know, when Yosef was sold to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk writes, Vayikra Yaakov Simloisov, Vayosim Sakov Mosno, Vayisabo Beno Yomim Rabin. Yosef was missing, and he ripped his clothes, Yaakov, and he was in Avelus for a very, very long time. How long? So Rashi brings down, Esru Shtayim Shana. He was in Avelus for his missing child for 22 years. Why 22 years? Says Rashi from Chazal, Kineged Esru Shtayim Shana, Shloikiyim Yaakov Kibbutz Avayim. Kineged the 22 years that he personally didn't do Kibbutz Avayim to Yitzchak Avinu, to his father. So in Melo, 22 years, he lost his beloved Yosef Atzadik, and he suffered by Avelus, not having him. So all the Mefarshim of Medayik, what do you mean? Yaakov was sent away. He had a shlichus to go find a shidduch, and he was hiding from Esau. There was a lot of cheshbin of why he was away. So Yaakov not doing his kibbutz avayim to Yitzchak is something that he's liable for, and he's getting punished now. 22 years he lost his beloved son Yosef. Says the Mefarshim that the bottom line is, you see, kamagodol, how great the whole Indian of Kibbutz Avayim is. Sha'af she'Yakov lo'choyu klal osham b'chol zeh. Yitaka's not at fault. Yaakov didn't do anything wrong. Ki holoch b'tzim ha'av v'ima. He did what they wanted to do. V'lo zilzul chalil of the mitzvahs Kibbutz Avayim. He wasn't a zalzul of Kibbutz Avayim. El poshav lo'yachol lo'kayim. He couldn't do Kibbutz Avayim. Oh, but mikol mokoyim nenash. At the end of the day, for 22 years, you couldn't respect your father and mother. For 22 years, you couldn't fulfill their rotzen. Mida keneged mida, you lost your son Yosef Atzadik for 22 years. Because kibbutz avayim is chomer hu ma'ayid. It's a chomer dikazach. And v'meila, there's that repercussion even if you're not at fault. We have to realize when we go home, it's an opportunity to go ahead and fulfill the covenant of our parents, the rotzon of our parents. That's how we have to view it. It's something that's an opportunity. It's going to bring us such bracha in life. And the emphasis, this whole Indian is so real. Chazal tell us it's not even limited to while they're alive, but it's even more so after the nifter. There's many, many marmakimus about this, but I'll just bring you a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh writes on Kabbalas Avicha Vesimecha, I know you have to mechaber them, the Michael, the Mishteh, the Chol Zeh Bechayev, while they're alive, I can feed them and give them drinks, she's Chayev boy. Achar Shemes, Im Toim Ariyu Potter Imenu. You might think to yourself, that you're Potter. Loi Kach, Sha'af on Gav Shemes, a person, Rechman HaTod, doesn't have a parent, his chayev b'kvoido yoiser. There's even more covenant you can give them then. Shenemar kabbalas avicho shem oisai ben. When a child's hoylich b'derech, if he's going on a way of takolo michsho, he's going on a bad derech, mivazes ovim. His father's not in this world, but it's a disgrace to your father. Oisai loy kloin. Vim oisai haben hoylich b'derech yishara, on the other hand. If a child goes in the proper mahalach, is always fixing himself up and doing things better. That's mechabed his parents. He's being mechabed them even ba'olam ahu. In that world, it's all Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that Kaddish Baruch Hu merachem alav, the Baruch Hashem sends gvaldik of mercy down to you. And even there is a kibud of aim. So it's meridik that this is not even just here. It's such a real thing. It's pushing in the relationship. Every moment of your living life, you have kibud of aim. Many times, a person means well, and he thinks, you know, I meant well, Elamais, you hurt your parents. We have to realize all the cheshbonis that a person might have, all the l'shem shamayim that a person might have. Rachmanu l'tzlan, if a person mitzah his parents, all the cheshbonis in the world don't help. All the l'shem shamayim excuses don't help. It's brought down by Rachel Himenu. L'maisa Rachel, we know in the Psukim, she stole the trophim, the Avodah Zorah of Lavan. She had very good intentions, we all know. She wanted to save her father from Avodah Zorah. But L'maisa, it's brought down the Chazal, to Zoya HaKadosh and Soik Parashas Vayetze, that she got punished because Rachel took the Avodah Zorah of her father and was mitzayer her father. Loi revias lein l'binyamin. She wasn't able to bring up Binyamin. And the moment she gave birth, she really didn't have a living moment with her son Binyamin. She wasn't alive to go ahead and bring him up and have that nachas. If you think about it, it's mamish noira. Because Rachel Imenu only had good intentions. Rachel Imenu is our schus that we're going to have the final geula, like we all know. So we live with Rachel Imenu's chusim. And yet, even Rachel Imenu on her madrega, the bottom line is her father had tsar because of her. And who was her father? A Lavan Harami. Lavan that's big as Lakar as Hakadol. That's the type of father she was with tsar. And yet, says Chazal, the bottom line is she would sire her parent. And that Rachmol Tzal gave her such an oinish that she was nifteres b'shas the lady of Binyamin and didn't live a moment in this world with her beloved child Binyamin. This is the facts of life that we have to realize. That kibud of aim is chamur shebechamuris. Whether we like it or not, this is the reality. You know, give a mashal. A person, let's say, has to go to an appointment in Muncie. He has to drive almost 2 hours through the traffic, and he's not interested. So, a person can start thinking to himself, you know, if I had wings, I'd be able to just fly there. I can go with the speed of a jet and be there in 20 minutes. It'll be so geschmack. And he starts getting caught up in these thoughts. Hello? You don't have wings. You got to deal with the facts of life. Life is that you don't have wings. You're a human being. The mitzias is, the facts of life is that kibud of aim is something that's going to determine all your hatzlacha in life. All your bracha. This is the facts of life. And a mela, it's not going to help. Well, I'm not getting involved with this. It's too difficult. If you knew what my parents are like, you'd understand. There's no such thing. These are the facts of life. And it's the mitzias. No matter who your parents are, it doesn't matter. If we want to have bracha and hatzlacha, this Dakdoma Takala Taira Kula is our kibud of aim. I saw from Gamil Rabinovich, from Moira Dikadiyuk, when Yaakov Avinu was giving the brachas to his kids, gracious Perik Memtes, he kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. Vishimu al Yisrael Avicha. It's a double lashon. He kovtsu, gather Vishimu b'nei Yaakov. Listen, children of Yaakov. And it says again, Vishimu al Yisrael Avicha. Listen to your father Yisrael. What's this double lashon? Listen to these words of Gamliel Rabinovich. His mom is talking to us. Us, young Bachrim in America, how our minds think. Hayetza hara mivaldel es ha'odom. Yitzhahara is mevalba our mind always. We get a bilbo, we don't think straight. And one of the things it does to us, Yitzhahara, lo meniach lonu lekabel musa klal. It doesn't allow us to ever accept musa. Uvefrat lo ma'ove ve'imon. For sure, it shouldn't be my parents that are ever giving me musa. And he convinces you that he's right, the Yetzirah, in one of two ways. Either he's going to tell you, your father is so small compared to you. You sat in yeshiva the whole year, harving and learning. Your father can't learn a rabar of bear. You're much greater than your father. He's going to give you musa. This is what you think to yourself. Oviv Balabayas Poshut, Vilhu Lamdin Godol. Lukach ain't Oviv Roy, my father's not worthy to give me Musa Klal. Oi, or another thought the Yetzer Hara puts in your mind. Oviv Hu Bal Madrega Gavoyo Midai, your father's too big of a Bal Madrega. Biyaches Elov, your father's in Chinuch, he's so removed, he doesn't understand our generation, he doesn't understand who we are. Who, you know, the today's door, he's so removed, he's from the old door. There's a thought that goes through people's minds also. And at Mela, my father, he's going to tell me to understand who I am. This is a new generation. This is the two tainus the Yetzirah tells us. Zohar Rabbi Gamliel, Al Zeh Bo Kala Torah Beremes. The Torah is being Meramez both of these points. He comes to the Shimul Bnei Yaakov. The first part of the pasuk is gather children of Yaakov. Yaakov is a representation of the heel. Hamiramis lekatnus. It's Miramis to smallness. And in Mela, the pasuk was saying, although sometimes a person could feel his parent is too small, Vishimu, still listen. And also Vishimu Yisroel Avichem. The other type also. At times you feel like Avinam Yosim Indai. He's way above. He's Yisroel, the Lashon of Sar. And I made my father so removed from understanding me. Does he know who I am in my door, in my generation? And even so, the Torah is telling you, Shimu El Yisroel Avichem. This is what Gamliel Rabinovich writes in regard to understanding that there are no excuses. There's never a point in time when a person could say, well, my parents don't understand for one of the two ways. Either they're too small or they're too big. And this is the Chamur Shabbat Chamur of Kibbut Ava'in. I'll just end with the Mori Dika Maisa. See, we're short on time, but it's going to end with this story. It's a Mori Dika Maisa. We'll end with this. Yabisov Zilberstein writes a Maridika story that happened. It's printed in a Lengel Shabbat in Parshas Yisroel. He said there was a Yid in Eretz Yisroel that was facing judgment from the government. And the results with this judgment could be that he's been locked up in prison for 10 years. He sent a shayla to Yabisov Zilberstein that if he tells the judge something of his father's involvement, then the decree will only be about 5 years in prison. And it won't get my father locked up, because it's impossible, that's not going to happen, whatever the metzius was. Am I allowed to tell the judge this thing about my father, which obviously was some level of something wrong that he might have done, and be part of it, that could go ahead and get me 5 years less in prison? A shayla for Rabbi Zilberstein. So what happened was, Rabbi Yisrael Zilberstein wrote back, "State makle over ve'imoy, if you're mezalzel in your appearance, it's a terrible aveira, and the mela to oror, it's kedai to sit in prison 5 extra years than be mezalzel in your parents." So for sure not. A little time later, he received another letter from this yid. And the yid wrote, "I want to make sure the Rav understands, my father, Kibbut Av, v'chayruz, we have a chosh of a father. He's deserving of my karas atoyiv. He did so much good for me. My father, it's a long arichus, but my father did everything but what's good for me. I had such torture from my father such problems for my father. Is it still true what you told me? Lamaisa, my father is not deserving the kibbutz. If anything, it's Akaris Ra, he wrote. It's not Akaris Atoyim, it's Akaris Ra. Am I still not able to go ahead and tell the judge that thing for 5 years less in prison? Zokar B'Yitzchak Zilberstein, and this is the Gemara de Gevurah that we have to know from the story. He answered and responded at the Gemara in Kedushin. We all know the famous Maisa with Dama Ben Asina. I'm not going to go through Barichas, the story. But Akaponim, we all know the story. We didn't want to, the thing was under the pillow, and he didn't want to wake up his father, keep it up aim. He lost a lot of money. And the mice, at the end of the day, the Rebbeinu paid him back, and it was more to Parah Aduma to his flock, and he didn't have to come back to him, and he could have asked all the money in the world to get for that Parah Aduma because they needed it. But he said, I just want to get back the money that I lost for the keeping of aim when he was, my father was sleeping, and that's the amount of money he charged the Parah Aduma. Famous mice, Ayin Shum, Kedushin Laman Aleph, when I see by Richas' story. Zokar B'Yitzchak Zilberstein, why did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to play out the story that he got back his money through a Parah Aduma? Why couldn't he give him the money some other way? Exactly the money he lost, the Rebbeinu Shalom could have orchestrated. Hayrbi Shluchel Amok, and the Rebbeinu Shalom has ways to do it, to go ahead and repay Dama Ben Asina the money that he lost because of Kibbutz Aveim. Why through the Parah Aduma? Zokar B'Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Rebbeinu Shalom here in Chazal is teaching us, Kibbutz Aveim is like a Parah Aduma, it's a Choyik. It doesn't matter, you don't have to understand. Even if you have all the cheshbonos in the world, why your father doesn't deserve respect, why your mother doesn't deserve respect, it doesn't matter. Parah Aduma means a chayk without understanding. Zokar B'Yitzchak Zilberstein to this yid, you don't make any cheshbonos. Kibbutz Aveim is a chayk, you do it as is. If this is a zilzul for your father, you have no right. All the cheshbonos doesn't apply when you have a chayk. There's no time, there's no reasonings. And that's what the Gemara was bringing out from Chazal, how the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to give over this message of Kibbutz Aveim is a chayk. You do it because you do it without the reasoning and understandings. And it made all the excuses fall away. The Rebbeinu Shalom should bench us all within Shlei Shemyoim, and everybody should be working on this Indian. You got to take out a Shulchan Aruch and learn the Hilchas Kibbutz Aveim that the Chazanish says. But Akoponim, we should mechazik ourselves in this Indian. Because Be'ezer Hashem, this is the secret to all the bracha and atzlocha in life.